All right, let's get into it then. We're having this deep dive today about external wall insulation trends in the UK for 2025. And well, I think things are getting pretty interesting, you know? I mean, just imagine, your house isn't just warm, but it's smart. That's where all of this is heading.
Yeah, and it's not just some passing fad, you know? This is something that could really change how we live in our homes. You know, think about those energy bills always going up. The external wall insulation could really help you cut those costs down, you know?
It really is like wrapping your house in a cozy blanket.
Yeah.
But a blanket that actually helps you save money. And you know, the thing that I thought was really interesting is that they're putting in these smart sensors, integrating them into the insulation, so you can actually keep track of humidity, temperature, all sorts of things.
And this is where it gets practical, right? Imagine you've got a damp spot somewhere in your house and you can't figure out where it's coming from. With these sensors, you can see exactly where it is before it becomes a real problem.
Yeah, and the source that we're looking at today, external wall insulation trends in the UK. What's new in 2025? From I Warm My Home, it gives this great example. Imagine you're on holiday, you're sitting on a beach, and you get this alert on your phone saying there's dampness in your loft. But because you know exactly where it is, thanks to the sensors, you can get someone to sort it out immediately so you don't have to come home to a nasty surprise.
And think about those really cold winter mornings, you know? Your heating could be working really hard, but you might not even realize that you're losing heat through a drafty window. But with these smart systems, they can actually pinpoint where that heat is going and even adjust the heating for you. So we could be talking about saving 15-30% on your energy bills. You could have a holiday every year just by using your energy better.
Okay, I have to admit the tech stuff is really impressive. But I also want to know about the environmental side of all this. I mean, saving money is great, but I also want to make sure I'm making the right choices for my home.
Well, you're in luck because a lot of people are now using sustainable, what they call bio-based materials for external wall insulation. So things like hemp, wood fiber, and even recycled cotton.
Wait, hemp insulation. Does that really work as well as the usual stuff?
It can even be better depending on how you're using it. Hemp, for example, is really good at managing moisture, so it can actually help you prevent damp and mold. And wood fiber is a natural insulator, and it's really good at absorbing sound, so your home will be quieter as well.
So it's like choosing a natural wool jumper over a synthetic one. Breathable, comfortable, and it's good for the planet. Everyone wins. But there's always a but. And I'm guessing that but is regulations. Is there anything new on the horizon that we should be aware of?
Well, there's this thing called the Future Homes Standard coming in 2025. And that basically means that any new homes built in the UK have to meet much tougher energy efficiency targets. And a big part of that is going to be external wall insulation.
So it's like new builds will have to pass a tougher exam when it comes to energy efficiency. How does that affect someone who wants to build an extension or do a loft conversion?
Well, if you're doing any big renovations, you need to make sure your insulation is up to the new standards. And one of the requirements is going to be using materials with lower, what they call U values. Basically, the lower the U value, the better the material is at keeping the heat in. So you'll end up with a warmer, more energy efficient home that meets the latest standards.
Okay, so let's talk about money. It can't all be good news, right?
Well, you do need to invest some money up front. But you have to remember that you'll be saving money in the long term and your property will be worth more.
The article that we mentioned earlier says it can cost between 85 to 175 files per square meter. That can be a lot of money, especially if you have a big house. So how long does it actually take to make that money back?
Well, it usually takes between 5 and 7 years to make your money back, thanks to those lower energy bills. But it's not just about making your money back. You're making your home more comfortable, your carbon footprint is smaller, and your property is worth more.
So it's not just about money, it's about investing in your comfort and peace of mind for the future. But let's be honest, sometimes things don't always go according to plan. What about installing the insulation? What sort of things do people need to look out for?
That's a really good question, and this is where things can get a bit tricky. You can buy the best materials available, but if they aren't installed properly, you won't get the full benefits. It's like baking a cake. If you don't follow the recipe, it's not going to turn out right.
Right, so don't cut any corners when you're installing the insulation. What are some of the key things that people need to be aware of? What are the main ingredients in this insulation recipe?
Okay, well, the first thing is make sure your walls are properly prepared. Any cracks or gaps need to be filled, and the surface has to be clean and dry. Then you need to fix those insulation boards securely to the wall using the right fixings. And the last thing is to make sure all the seals around windows and doors are weatherproof so there are no drafts or moisture getting in.
So it's all about attention to detail and making sure that everything is done properly. And I guess this is where choosing a good installer is really important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Don't just go for the cheapest option. A good installer will know what they're doing, and they'll make sure your external wall insulation is fitted properly, which will give you peace of mind and the best results.
Right. So we've covered smart tech, eco-friendly materials, costs, regulations, and how important it is to have the insulation properly installed. But what about maintaining the insulation? Is it a case of having it installed and then forgetting about it?
Well, like everything else in your home, external wall insulation needs a little bit of care to make sure it carries on working as well as possible. Think of it like having your car serviced. If you get it checked regularly, it can prevent small problems from becoming big, expensive problems.
The article that we talked about earlier recommends checking the insulation visually every year to see if there are any cracks or damage to the render. And if you really want to be thorough, you can get a thermal imaging survey done. That'll show you if there are any places where heat is escaping.
Exactly. And remember, if you do a bit of preventative maintenance, it'll help your external wall insulation last longer, which means you get the best value for your money.
So don't just forget about it once it's been installed. It's important to keep checking it and doing a little bit of maintenance. But before we get bogged down in all the practicalities, I wanted to go back to something that we talked about earlier. The fact that these homes could actually become almost completely energy self-sufficient.
That's an interesting thought, isn't it? And given how quickly technology is moving forward, it's not as crazy as it sounds. We're already seeing homes with solar panels and battery storage, and as these technologies become more affordable and work better, the idea of having a truly energy-independent home might actually happen for a lot of people.
I think that's a really exciting vision for the future. A house that generates its own power, that keeps you warm and comfortable, and is good for the environment.
It really is. But for now, let's stay grounded. We've got more to talk about in the world of external wall insulation. What about those questions that our listeners sent in? Let's have a look at those next. So, you know, we've been talking about all this exciting stuff, but our listeners have sent in some really good questions, the kind of things anyone thinking about external wall insulation wants to know, you know, practical things.
Right. Let's get to it then. One listener wants to know about the timing of the installation. You know, if you want to get it done, but it's winter, is that even possible?
That's a good question. And yeah, it is possible, but it's not the best time, really. Ideally, you need a certain temperature for it to work properly. Above 5 degrees Celsius is best. And the walls need to be completely dry. Otherwise, the insulation boards might not stick properly.
Right. So if you can, it's better to wait for a warmer, drier time to get the insulation installed. Makes sense. And we've got another question here, one that I think everyone wants to know the answer to. How long does it actually last? It's a big investment, so it's important to know.
Well, if it's installed properly and you take care of it, you should get a good 25 to 30 years out of it. That's a pretty good run, especially when you think about all that money you'll be saving on your energy bills during that time.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, like anything else, if you look after it, it'll last longer. Regular checkups, sort out any little problems straight away that'll keep your insulation in good condition and working properly for as long as possible.
Exactly. Now, this next question is one I think a lot of people will relate to, especially those of us who live in older properties. Does getting external wall insulation mean that you have to cover up all the original features of your house?
Yeah, it would be a shame to cover up beautiful brickwork or those lovely period details.
Well, the good news is you don't have to. There are special types of external wall insulation that are made for older properties, so you don't have to compromise. You can have a warm, energy-efficient house that still looks beautiful.
That's great. Now, this next question is one that I'm interested in, especially living in a city. Can external wall insulation help to reduce noise?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's surprisingly good at blocking out noise. In fact, it can reduce noise from outside by up to 50%. Imagine that, coming home to peace and quiet, even if you live on a busy road.
So it's not just about warmth and saving energy. It's about making your home a quieter and more peaceful place to live. I think that's something everyone can appreciate, especially people living in cities.
That's right. And it's not just for people living in cities. Think about those who live near airports, railways, or busy roads. External wall insulation can make a huge difference to their lives.
That's a great point. Well, we've had some great questions from our listeners today, and it's clear that external wall insulation offers a lot of benefits. But I'm wondering, with all this talk of sustainability and energy efficiency, where does it all lead? What's the bigger picture here?
I think it shows us that in the future, our homes will be more than just somewhere to live. They will be part of a more sustainable world.
I like that. Homes as active participants. So instead of just using energy, maybe our homes could actually generate some of their own power. You know, things like solar panels or other renewable technologies.
Exactly. Just imagine a house that is so well insulated and everything is controlled so well that it hardly needs any energy from outside at all. It's a vision of the future where our homes are not just comfortable and cozy, but they're environmentally friendly as well.
Now, that's a future I can get behind. It's amazing to think about all the possibilities.
It really is. But let's come back down to earth for a minute and focus on what our listeners can do right now.
Okay, so let's give our listeners some key takeaways. After all, the whole point of this deep dive is to help them make better decisions about their homes. Are you ready to sum up? Right, so let's just go over what we've learned in this deep dive about external wall insulation.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of things, haven't we? The latest trends with that smart technology, the eco-friendly materials, how important it is to have it installed properly, and how to look after it as well. It's obvious now that this isn't just about making your house a bit warmer, is it? It's about making it more comfortable, making it more energy efficient, and just making it more sustainable, really.
And what I think is really interesting is that all of these new developments are actually becoming available to everyone. You don't have to be some sort of technology expert or, you know, a sustainability guru to actually benefit from all of this.
Exactly. The main thing for our listeners to remember is that external wall insulation, it's a good investment, it's good financially, and it's good for the environment. It'll help you save money on your energy bills, those bills that just keep going up, and it'll reduce your carbon footprint. Plus, your property will be worth more.
So if you've been thinking about getting some better insulation for your home, now is the time to start looking into it. Do your research, find a good installer, and wrap those walls up in a lovely, cozy, energy-saving blanket.
Definitely. And don't forget, it's not just about getting it installed. Make sure you check it regularly and take care of it. That way, it'll keep working properly for years to come.
And who knows? Maybe one day, we'll all be living in those self-sufficient, energy-generating homes we were talking about earlier. But until then, let's concentrate on making our homes warmer, greener, and more comfortable.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of external wall insulation. I hope you found it interesting and that you learned some useful things. Maybe it's even given you some ideas for your own home.
And as always, if you have any questions or you want to share your thoughts with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us.